Now, D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, I'm wondering who first told you does everything best. Was it your next-door neighbor? Did she say...
Oh, Mrs. Brooks, you ought to try Does. They say it's just been proved does everything best.
Or did you read it in the newspaper like this?
Does wins out in tests against 25 wash day soap.
Or maybe your favorite storekeeper said...
Say, this new kind of soap must be a humdinger. The ladies all keep telling me does everything and does it best.
Well, no matter how you heard it, it's true. Tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it.
25? That's a lot of soap.
I'll say. And look, all of them were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with the greatest safety for colors. And only Does had a perfect score for the whole combination.
What happened to those other soaps?
Why, compared to Does, all of them missed out on one or more points. Either suds for cleaning work clothes, whiteness for towels, or safety for colors. Just take the pretty colors you wash. Does actually leaves those colors brighter so they last longer.
That's what I want. I wash plenty of slips and blouses.
What about towels and linen?
What about them? Why, Does washes whiter, definitely whiter than soap after soap. And it gets grimy work clothes clean easier, too, without hard scrubbing. So add it up. For whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, this new kind of wash day soap tested best. Does everything and does it best. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Birds who flock together are sometimes of a completely different feather. As the search for the $25,000 becomes more involved, Joe Ellis grows meaner and more short-tempered. But Mike has now turned into Molly's protector. Because of his love whom he set out on a false pretense, he is determined that no harm shall befall either Elsie's daughter, Mary, or Molly. And so he just sent Mary off to the Goldbergs' home in Lastonbury, Connecticut. The best he can do for Molly is to ward off Joe's bursts of violence, and that's just what he seems to be doing right now. Listen.
All right, Joe. I see you got your gloves on again. What now?
Don't interrupt me, Mike. I'm counting up to 10. It's supposed to hold my temper. Get Mrs. Goldberg out of her room so I
can... Stop making threats all over the joint. So she was on the phone. So what?
Oh, nothing. The world's full of rosy posies. Nothing at all. Except I caught her in a bold-faced lie.
You mean telling you she was talking to Goldberg the tailor on the phone when he was in the house all the time?
Yeah,
Aye, all the time, aye. So full of the aye, you sound like you're running for office. Forget yourself for a minute, all right? You're too important to yourself to forget yourself.
Maybe I am.
And I'm telling you to forget yourself and all these ideas you've got that everybody's out to put something over on you. Crying out loud, man. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but my end of it has a leak.
Well, plug it up, then. Like the leak in that brain of yours. That poor woman in there isn't trying to hurt us. Can't you see that, or are you blind?
I can see what I want to see.
But see this. That woman has been taking a worse beating than you or me ever took. We'd scared the daylights out of her. She'd never met anyone like us before. Maybe we never met anyone like her before.
Okay, Mr. Forgive and Forget. Tell me more. My ears are blushing for shame.
Listen, wise guy. If you won't listen to one kind of sense, I'll give you a dose of another kind. The kind you handed out to Mrs. Goldberg.
You and who else?
Me and me, see. Mrs. Goldberg is worried sick about her old man. Who only knows what's happened to him. But don't you strut around showing off your muscles. Because I got a couple of muscles you ain't ever seen before or felt.
Yeah?
Yeah. So right now, we're going upstairs, pal. You're going to do something you ain't done in a long time. You're going to think. That's right. Think. You're going to figure out how we can help that poor dame, not scare the life out of her. You're going to figure how you can gain her confidence, or else. Because that's the only way we'll find her old man and the 25 grand of Vamoose, Joe. I'm right behind you.
Okay, sweetheart, okay. Don't you go losing your temper. I'm right ahead of you.
Mrs. Goldberg, come out of your room. Fix yourself a cup of coffee. Don't be scared.
Yes? Yes? Is Yes, Mom.
All right, Molly. All right, so what's going to be now?
I don't know. Mike is talking to Joel, I suppose.
Is he going to go to the police?
Now it's not consequential if he goes or not. He wants to know where Mary went.
Don't you have to let Birdie know that Mary is coming to Lastenburg?
I sent a telegram to Birdie.
You did?
Yes, I did,
Mom. David. Why don't you call Birdie back? You couldn't talk to her yesterday, and she was trying to tell you something.
Maybe it's better not to call, because telephone wires have ears, and not until everything is over do I want to discuss the whereabouts of Mary.
What was Bertie trying to tell you, Molly?
She evidently showed the telegram to Seymour, and Seymour told her that Mary was the one that put the money in my pocketbook on the bus, so Bertie thinks it was foolish of me to send Mary to Lastonbury.
So what did you do?
I'll scribble a line to Bertie. I'll write it over there. I'll explain everything about Mary. Get paper, Rosalie.
Here's my pen, Rosalie.
Take a pencil. It's quicker. Here's a pencil. You got stationery?
It doesn't have to be stationery. Take paper. Here.
A paper bag.
So here.
I can't write on this, Uncle Dave.
So write on
this. No, right. Yes. Sit here, Rosalie, please. Don't get so consequential to what to write. Write. A pencil you have, write. All right?
All right?
Yeah. So say, dear Birdie.
Dear Birdie.
Dear Birdie. Dear Birdie, comma, dear Birdie. All is, what should I say? All is not so well as leaves us at present.
The future is important, Molly, not the past.
All right, babe. All right. Future. I have no future at the moment. When this pistol reaches you...
Pistol. Why not letter?
This letter reaches you.
Yeah.
Dear Birdie, letter reaches you. My friend Mary Warren will already be in Lastonbury. Yeah,
With you.
I'm going fast, I'm going slow. Rosalie.
It's all right, Mom.
She evidently called you.
Telephoned you.
What's the difference in telephone and call, David?
All right, let me call.
So let me telephone. Telephone, period. You have the key to my house. Please make Mary very comfortable until further notice.
What do you mean, further notice?
David, further meeting until she hears from me further notice.
All right.
Dear Birdie, an extra paragraph make.
Don't squeeze
yourself in the corner in the paper. Dear Birdie.
Dear Birdie.
It's important until we find Mr. Goldberg. Oh, Papa. All right, until we find Mr. Goldberg. That everything is kept most confidential.
Mrs. Goldberg, you sure got a knack for complicating things.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm very sorry. I'm just writing a letter to my friend Birdie.
Yeah?
Yeah, read it to Mike.
Read it, Rosalie.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to read it. Just enclose a little note to Mary for me, will you?
Yes.
Just a few lines. I don't know how much money the kid's got with her. Did you ask her, Mrs. Goldberg?
No, I didn't.
We both forgot, and she wouldn't ask. I'd like her to have some extra dough with her. Do you have a checking account, Grandpa?
Yeah, right.
Well, will you make out a check for $100? I'll give you cash.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Got a pen?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell her it's from me. Say it's from you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Why should I say that, Michael? I mean...
That's the way I want it. That's why. All right, Rosie, will you write a few words for me?
All right, Rosalie.
All right.
Just a couple of sentences. Which is proper, dear Mary or my dear Mary?
Which is proper grammatical?
Dear Mary.
Okay, dear Mary. Yeah. Just tell her not to worry.
Not to worry.
Yeah, not to worry. Take good care of herself and do, that's all. And put the check in the letter.
I'll
be glad you're beginning to use your head.
Yeah, but there's one thing I do want to do. I want to get Lastonbury on the telephone. I want to speak to that kid who was on the bus with you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Seymour?
Yeah, that's the kid that gave your husband the dough, ain't it?
Yes.
He's got a nervous breakdown.
You can talk to his sister.
Okay, then we'll talk to his sister on the telephone.
You want to talk to her anyway, don't you, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
It's all right. I told Joe. He knows Mary's on her way to Lastonbury.
So get Birdie, Rosalie.
When you get her, I'll talk to her.
May I ask one question? Why are you calling her?
You want to find your husband, don't you?
Yes.
You want to know just where your husband was when he was last seen?
Yes.
Shall I get the number, Ma?
Yes.
But wait a minute. There's got to be absolute cooperation between us now, see? Or we won't get the first base. We all got something in common now, and that's finding your old man. You got one reason for finding him, we got another. But the gist of the matter is we got to find him, dead or alive.
All right, Joe.
All right, Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
Do you trust me or don't you?
Yes.
Okay, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes. Get a number, Rosalie.
Yeah, all right,
Hello, operator. I want long distance, Lastonbury, Connecticut, please.
Person to person.
Person to person.
I want to speak to Bertie Schlissel.
And now sit down, Mrs. Goldberg. Take it easy.
Yes. Sit down.
Sit down, Joe.
Yes.
Hello? Rosie!
Yes.
Where's your mother?
She's right here.
I want to speak to her.
Bertie wants to speak to me.
Yes.
I'll talk to her first.
Hello?
Just a minute, Bertie.
Just say a friend of her mother's wants to talk to her.
Bertie, a friend of my mother's wants to talk to you.
Can I say one word,
please? After me.
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Are you Bertie?
Yes, I want to speak to Mrs. Goldberg.
You're speaking to me now.
I have something very important to tell Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah?
I just got a call from the Greenville police. Hello?
Just a minute. I want you to speak to a friend of mine.
I want to tell it to Mrs. Goldberg.
No, I don't think so.
What?
Just a minute. Here, Mike.
What is it?
Here, Mike, take the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
I just got a call from the Greenville police. They found Mr. Goldberg's clothes.
Let me talk to her, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Operator, I was just talking to a party.
Hello, I'm still on the line.
Why did you disconnect me, operator?
Okay,
do that. Disconnected. Well, have to get her back later. Can I see you a minute, Joe?
Well, so the police have found Jake's clothes. That only bears out Molly's fears that Jake has met with foul play. But how tragic Jake's fate really is, Molly has yet to discover. You know, there's a limit to what even the most open-minded folks will believe. Take my neighbor. I told her the great news about Does, how tests against 25 different wash day soaps prove Does does everything best in the wash, and she said,
Sounds good.
But when I added Does does everything best in the dishpan, too, she said,
Sounds impossible.
But it's not impossible. It's been proved. When all those soaps were tested, only Does carried off top honors with this winning combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, together with greater kindness to your hands.
Didn't any of those soaps beat Does?
No, not one of them could match all Does does. Against soap after soap, Does gives you more suds faster. Lasting suds, too. You don't need to keep adding soap. Does gives you quicker action on grease, too. No need for hard scouring. Yet Does is kinder to your hands, leaves them beautifully soft and smooth. Yes, in the dishpan, too. Does, the new kind of soap, does everything, and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Molly finds what she sets out after originally, but seems to have lost what she most desires. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Our fighting men have two jobs. First Germany, then Japan. Stick with them to the finish. Keep on saving used kitchen fat.